The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too.
Uh-oh.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Yeah!
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you who. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Let's go. Let's look at the show.
So Al's in a record shop over the weekend. Yeah, I know. We're going to go to Heather in a second. But, and he finds a Robert Goulet album for $8. Did you buy the album?
You bet I bought it. Are you kidding me? You out of your mind? As soon as I saw it, I'm like, score! They had Kiss albums, $50. Led Zeppelin, $75. Robert Goulet, $8? Oh, put that in my bag.
He sends me a picture of Robert Goulet with the word sigh.
Sigh. I put it on when I got home Saturday night. And I cracked open a beer. And my love. Oh, it was great. It was great. My wife went right to bed. She was like, "Nine, I'm out. I'm out."
Joe on the radio, you can't make it up. And it is Monday. It is December 13th. It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Heather McDonald is just a brilliant gal, absolutely brilliant. Thomas W. Smith Fellow at the Manhattan Institute, contributing editor of City Journal, and a New York Times bestselling author. I've had the pleasure and privilege of being and speaking with Heather, and she's kind enough to join us this morning. Heather, great to have you back on the show. How are you? And all the very best to you, my friend.
Well, it's always great to be with you, Joe, so this is a real pleasure of a Monday. Thank you.
Yeah, here we go, Monday, and getting started, and we always appreciate you speaking the truth. Heather, you've written a piece about the school shootings and crimes we've seen, like the one in Michigan at that Oxford High School, allegedly perpetrated by this, I don't even like to mention the name of these killers, but how do you stop these things? You had a very interesting take on that, if you would, please.
Well, the school shooting phenomenon is really irrelevant, frankly, to the homicide toll in this country. The media makes a huge bit of it for two reasons. It's more likely to have white children that are victims than your average ghetto drive-by shooting. And occasionally you get white perpetrators, but that's not the real gun problem in this country. The real gun problem is happening every single day in inner city areas with these young kids that have not been socialized or civilized that are spraying bullets wildly. I mean, my guess is that your listeners, Joe, would think that the number of school shootings that we've had this year, you know, are in the hundreds and the victims are the hundreds. The number of students who've been killed in school shootings this year is 8. 4 of those are from this Oxford High School Michigan shooting with 4. Compare that to Chicago alone. The number of children under the age of 15 who've been killed in drive-bys this year in Chicago is 27, and 100 have been shot. So the real way you get rid of gun violence is to either bring back the family or reactivate proactive policing. The reason we're seeing this crime surge is because the cops are demoralized, they're depolicing, and they're not making the proactive stops they should be making.
You know, Heather, it's true, and not to minimize any school death, certainly, but that has been my mantra for years on this radio show. Why? And again, me being a former Democrat, And we always taught, and I was a JFK kind of Democrat, and I always thought, well, you got to help out the less fortunate there, but for the grace of God, go I. Why do you think, Heather McDonald, the Democratic Party just has abandoned the inner cities? Your point is so riveting and so well taken. They have just abandoned the inner cities. They don't even acknowledge the deaths on the weekend. Why? I'm lost at the lack of humanitarian that they're caring. They have no care for the humanitarian crisis that is the crime within the inner cities, Heather.
It's completely stunning. Every single weekend, my mouth hangs open.
That's right.
And I say, wait a minute, I thought Black Lives Matter.
That's
blacks,
right.
dozens of blacks are being killed each day,
yeah.
And nobody pays attention. It's because the media doesn't care about black lives. They're racist. They care about white lives. I mean, there really is the missing white girl syndrome. Joy Reid was right about that one. let some white kid get killed, and it's going to be a national story. But black kids are being gunned down all the time. But I think the other reason is that the elite in America is terrified that the inner city dysfunction is not going to go away, that the academic skills gap is not going to close, the behavior gap is not going to close, and America just turns its eyes away from what's happening and the cultural breakdown in the inner city because they don't really know what to do about it. But, you know, one can agree or disagree with this indictment of the parents of, and I'm going to name him, Joe Ethan Crumbly, for involuntary manslaughter. It's never been done before. It is arguably a stretch. It is arguably a left-wing prosecutor responding to the things that she thought were suspicious, like going into a shooting range or looking up ammunition as part of a gun culture. But let's just posit that this was a justified indictment for the sake of argument. What about the parents of kids that are out gangbanging at 2 a.m. that are hijacking people at gunpoint? You know, just this November, you had an 11-year-old boy in Chicago that hijacked a woman at gunpoint, a 13-year-old in Antioch, California at 2 a.m. that stole somebody's car at gunpoint. I could go on and on. Those parents are not held responsible. It's like kids in the inner city are sort of spontaneously birthed. Nobody asked where the parents, didn't they know they had a gun? Weren't they watching their social media posts where they're flaunting their guns and contraband? You know, police love this. Police love the social media because it helps them solve gang crimes because everybody's out there bragging about their loot and their contraband. Where are those parents? The media has a complete double standard.
Yeah, it's so, so true. I'm so glad that you have enough courage to talk about it because I see with Larry Krasner, these district attorneys, this guy George Gascon in Los Angeles, and they just let it go. I mean, in New York, and even something as simple as burning down a Christmas tree in New York City, but the guys let out the next day. And I don't know if that will ever wrangle this or why the news media isn't all over this. But getting back to the inner cities, which has been my mission for most of my life, Heather McDonald, of going in and helping out at-risk communities, because there but for the grace of God go all of us. The press, your point is well taken. And can I ask you to just to kind of tell us about the prejudice, the racism, just what appears to me, Heather, systemic racism within the media. It's to me, it's blatant. And how do we get that a point across? And will they ever admit it? Or at least one person in the media admit it?
I don't know how they can pretend to be, for racial justice when they are applauding policies that make sure that kids are going to be out there with guns. And, you know, there have been... Last year, there were at least 50 black children that were gunned down in their one-year-olds, three-year-olds, gunned down in their beds, in their front yards, in their backyards, jumping on trampolines at birthday parties, at barbecues. None of those kids became national stories. And yet, you know, here's this school shooting in Michigan. We see the faces of the four white victims on TV all the time. Why aren't we seeing the faces of the one-year-old, you know, who's now brain dead, of the kids in Chicago, in Minneapolis, in Louisville, in Columbus, Ohio, that have been shot? It is the only explanation is that black lives only matter to the media when a cop has shot somebody, and those instances are trivial. Last year there were 20,000 homicide victims. Over half of them were black, even though blacks are only 13% of the population. Do you know the number of unarmed blacks who've been killed by the police this year, Joe? Again, my guess is your listeners, given the media's coverage, would think hundreds, if not thousands.
Yeah.
Four. There have been four unarmed blacks, and the unarmed category is quite loose. It's from the Washington Post. You know, you can be grabbing an officer's gun, and you're still counted as unarmed. Four out of what's likely this year, because homicide's even higher, going to be over, way over 10,000 black homicide victims. And yet, the only time we hear about somebody, a black person getting killed, is in those rare instances when a cop kills that person. The cops are not the problem. Here's another interesting statistic, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the number of cops who've been killed this year, and you take into account the number who's likely been killed by blacks, a police officer is 375 times as likely to be killed by a black person as an unarmed black person is to be killed by a cop. That's where the risk lies.
And the book is "The War on Cops" by Heather. What is the response to the regular media when you write a book like this and you support law enforcement? You objectively observe it. Let me put it that way, Heather McDonald, because you really do, and you bring out the facts. But people get upset with you when you do that. Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's racist. The media and the left-wing establishment and the George Gascons, the left-wing prosecutors, police chiefs, mayors, think that crime is a racist fiction. So if you talk about black crime, you're a racist. But the bodies don't lie. The bodies are out there. How they can deny them, I just don't know.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Thank you for having the guts to talk like this, Heather, because I've been talking about it. It's all blue in the face on the radio. And I talk about, and you could count to every weekend there's a death toll, and they don't even address it. They will not address it, and I don't know what it takes. And where is Black Lives Matter? Black Lives Matter support Jussie Smollett. Did you see that? How could they say we believe this guy? I mean, help me out here. But yet Nike is going to still give, and Bank of America is still going to give tens of millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter. Before we let you go, I mean, your thoughts on, is there any solution? We always like try to be a solution based on the show, Heather McDonald. I guess electing the right people. What solution would you suggest to end this hypocrisy in the media?
It's not going to change until white kids start getting shot in drive-by shootings. That will, what we're seeing now is carjackings are spreading to the suburbs.
Yeah,
these smash and grabs.
Yeah.
People are in stores. You know, when they live this crime experience, they're going to lay aside their little ideological, oh, I'm so progressive and I'm not going to enforce the law because it has a disparate impact on blacks, and they're going to demand that the police get back to policing. But until then, there's still enough people that whose self-image and self-love is based on the idea that by emasculating law enforcement, they're somehow being progressive, that we're going to keep going down this path. But I think things are changing.
Yeah, hopefully they will. Heather, you got to Google Heather McDonald. Hey, great to see you. It was great to be with you on the little speaking jaunt that we went. And we wish you all the best for the holidays. All good in your life otherwise, Heather McDonald. Settling through this quote-unquote pandemic. Is it over? I'm not sure what it is. But hopefully you'll enjoy the holidays, Heather, you know?
Thank you. Well, yeah, let's hope that gets some sanity, too. I mean, we're supposed to believe this Omicron variant is highly contagious. There's like 48 cases in all of the United States. Are you kidding me? We're freaked out on that ground. It's the other thing that I cannot understand on a daily basis.
Heather McDonald speaking the truth. Thank you, Heather. You're the best. Thank you.
Thanks, hey, Joe. Great talking to you.
You too, always. Bye-bye. Take care. You had a great time. You know, we went down and we traveled down to Virginia and we spoke together. Heather was on the program. She's just a brilliant gal speaking the truth. And again, any life lost is terrible. Any life in a school is lost is terrible. I have, till I'm blue in the face, talking about Heather. She's got the stats, man. And when I see what's happening, only because I've been enlightened by others, by mentors, to help out at risk. And you know the story, and you've listened to the show, and I appreciate it and love you for that. But we walk the streets, we see it. My goodness gracious, I see what's happening. When you see kids on bikes, and each drug dealer owns a corner in the inner cities, you know, and you go through 2 o'clock in the morning, and you go, what country is this? And kids are shot, and nothing is said about it. They just expect it. And there's not a Democratic politician or a Republican, for that matter, that goes in, walks the streets, videos themselves walking the streets in an inner city in the United States and observing this horrific crime on the black-on-black crime that the Democrats and politicians refuse to address. Heather McDonald right there. Joe on the radio. Alan Alda's going to join us in a moment on the show. Alan will come up, and we're going to have some phone call time. Let me see. Yes, 877-970-2999 if you want to call. Debbie's on the roads. It is 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. It is Monday, December 13th. Still time for Christmas, Deb. Get some presents there. And yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
So much shopping to do.
Scrambling. Scrambling. And Debbie's checking out the roads for you on AM970TheAnswer.com. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Major problems on 287 as you head northbound. As you get up past exit 66 in Mahwah, all lanes closed with an accident. Always a problem spot when there's an accident here. So again, this is 287 northbound closed in Mahwah with an accident. 287 southbound in Montville, it's a collision there as well. Traffic is slowing down on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound up through Newark. Watch for some delays this morning as you head to the Cross Bronx eastbound, getting out toward Webster Avenue. Inbound side of the GWB, 20 to the upper, 10 to the lower. Inbound side of the Lincoln, that's 25. Holland down to a 10-minute delay from both approaches. We're still seeing delays on the Harlem River Drive southbound through the 120s with a collision. LIE westbound out by Maurice Avenue, a disabled vehicle. Some stop-and-go traffic on the Meadowbrook northbound by Hempstead Turnpike with a collision. And traffic is also slowing down over on the Southern State Parkway westbound as you head right out toward the Meadowbrook, so watch out for delays. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie. Telling you about Tunnel to Towers Foundation, making the holidays brighter for our nation's gold star and fallen first responder families and young children and those catastrophically injured veterans that I always tell you about and first responders. You know, for many of these families, the holidays, it's tough. It's a tough reminder of the sacrifice that their heroes made for us. The foundation is giving away at least a home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve during its season of hope. And with each mortgage-free home, the foundation is delivering on its promise to do good and to never forget. For some of these families, they have the comfort of knowing that they can stay in the home that they picked with their loved ones, you know, and the home where they made precious holiday memories. And for families in a new home, they're creating memories that they will cherish forever. And all of this is possible because of your generosity. Support America's greatest heroes and their families, please. Donate $11 a month. That's all we ask. $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And we thank you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Ben Shapiro didn't trust CNN anyway.
Wait, you guys thought that, like, I trusted you guys? Like, you think that this undermines my, like, you, really? You think that for a huge number of Americans, their trust in CNN was shaken by Chris Cuomo hobnobbing with his brother? Really? I'm pretty sure that our trust in CNN was relatively gone by the time we got to Chris Cuomo hanging out with his bro.
The Ben Shapiro Show. Weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the place, everyone had such a smile on their face. Mortgage or rent had been paid for all next year. 'Twas the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes that brought so much cheer. You too can enter before it drops out of sight. Enter one, enter all, and to all a good night.
Go to AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the Christmas Mortgage Miracle banner to enter. Enter once per day. Christmas Mortgage Miracle, sponsored by Holland Christian Home.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you? A happy Monday, 925. I love telling you about Invite Health. Let me give you the number right off the bat, if I may, 800-694-2345. You got to check out this green TTX, white TTX. I had my green TTX already this morning. The liquid beverage enhancers loaded with antioxidants and those polyphenols that I tell you about from tea, from the tea leaves, right, that support the immune system. Just a little shot of green TTX or white TTX in your favorite beverage. I put it right in water. I put in a little water in my water bottle. Boom. And I'll tell you what, it's a tincture. They call it a herbal tincture. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero alcohol, 2 calories per serving. And it's a great option for any lifestyle, working out or just doing with my crazy schedule. Yeah, right now you can buy one bottle of green TTX or white TTX at suggested retail. You get the second bottle for free. If you double up, that's 4 bottles. You get free shipping. Contact Invite Health. Just give a call. I think you're going to love what you hear, okay? 800-694-2345. 800-694-2345. Don't forget to ask about their other herbal tinctures like Tranquil TX and Blue Granite TX. Invite Health. We want you to get healthy. We want you to stay healthy.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Today's Hero Spotlight segment is sponsored by the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is honoring America's heroes through its Season of Hope. Donate now at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. T2T.org.
You better believe it. 926 with Joe on the radio. Amy Peretta Duarte is the widow of Miami, Florida police captain Gustavo Duarte. And we asked Amy to join us and to tell us her story. It's an inspirational story, as tragic as it is. Amy, welcome to the show, and we wish you all the best. Thank you for having the courage to jump on the air with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about your husband, Miami police captain Gustavo Duarte. And first of all, can we start here? Where did you meet, if I may ask?
Oh my goodness, we met years ago, 27 years ago.
Wow.
We had friends in common. One was a police officer. It was a friend of mine that her husband was a police officer and used to ride motorcycles with my husband at the time. And so that's how we met each other, was through the friends in common.
Well, and then yeah, and how stressful is it to be, you know, the spouse of a police captain? Every day you're worrying if he comes home safely, and it's just such a stressful situation, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
It really is, especially earlier on in his career before he became a captain. You know, that was much more stressful because he did some undercover work.
Oh.
He worked midnight. So, yeah, that was a lot more stressful back then. Once he got promoted to captain, not that, you know, you completely are worry-free, but it was a little bit less because he wasn't in the direct line. He was supervising everybody as they were going out.
Well, listen, we so support you and appreciate you having the courage that you are showing and to join us on the air so we can get the word out. And I know that your husband passed away from a job-related cardiac illness. It was only in February, and you're holding up as best as you can. I know it's a rhetorical question, but we're concerned. You're a great citizen of this great country, Amy, you know, so you're holding up as best as you can, are you?
We are doing the best that we can. Me and my two children are doing the best we can. You know, every day I just draw my strength from my faith in God. Yeah. I draw on my children. That's a big part of the strength. And the last part of the strength that I get to get up every day is from my husband. Every day there are little reminders that I see, that I experience, that tell me that his hand is still here, yeah, helping us every single day. Like doing this interview with you, because he was such a fan of yours. And it's so ironic to me that you're the one doing this show. So this is his way of saying, I'm still here.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm actually honored. That is good. You know, yeah, I believe in all that. You know, there's like a purpose to everything, and you, yeah, know, you, I know that Gustavo is watching over you. You know that, and I appreciate him being a fan. Rest his soul. But and then the Tunnel to Towers stepped up and took care of the mortgage on your home. Tell us how that happened and how that has affected your life, if you would, Amy.
So my brother is also in law enforcement, and, you know, when this happened, a friend of his said, I heard about this organization. You should look, yeah, into it for her. So somebody from Miami-Dade Police contacted Tunnel to Tower, and that's how I got connected with them. And as far as the difference that they've made for me, it's incredible. I mean, they have given me the obvious of paying off the house. But more importantly, what they've given me is peace of mind and security, yeah, knowing that I can continue to care for my kids as my husband would have wanted, and allow us the opportunity to heal without the stress and worry of the day-to-day bills, per se.
Yeah, I understand that. Hey, Amy, you are an inspiration, and we love you, and we're sending hugs through the airwaves in the name of your husband, Captain Gustavo Duarte, and God bless you. And I'm just so honored that the captain was a fan, and you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right, Amy. He is still with us, watching over you, and we appreciate you sharing your story, because I know that's a difficult thing to do, but we wish you all the best this holiday season, and God bless you and your family, and thanks for the courage that you display in such a stellar fashion, Amy. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you to Tunnels and Tower, and please, everyone that's listening, donate, no matter how little. It is. It truly makes a difference, and is such a wonderful organization.
There it is. Amy, God bless, and happy holidays to you. Indeed. Amy Pereira Duarte. And yeah, it is T2T.org. You can see just $11 a month goes such a long way. And I'm not supposed to say that. This is not a commercial for Tunnel to Towers, but you could see the good work that you have done. And we thank you for listening and for giving to Tunnel to Towers, because it helps out great folks like the Duarte family. Just a tough situation, especially this time of year, you know. So thank you for helping out, and our love to Amy and her family. Joe on the radio, 932, the one, the only, the legend, Alan Alda, will join us. Right now, we're going to go to the news with Al Gattulo.
I thought you were talking about me.
The legend. Al Gattulo, the legend, the man.
I'm triggered now. No.
The man. Al Gattulo, and you know what? He's got a picture of Robert Goulet right in the newsroom.
While I'm eating chips. Eating all kinds of fat things. Thank you.
Here's the man with the news for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 933. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. This report is brought to you by Invite Health. Hazlet Township Police are urging residents to take the steps necessary to avoid carjackings. The department took to Facebook over the weekend saying drivers may want to avoid keeping their cars running while they pop in for a coffee on their way to work during the winter months. Hazlet Police say idling cars are easy targets for thieves. Simply said, the department is telling residents not to do it. It's been exactly 1 year since the first coronavirus vaccine was released. The first doses of the Pfizer vaccine were rolled out on December 13, 2020. COVID-19 had killed more than 300,000 Americans. Hospitals were turning away sick people. Much of the U.S. was on lockdown, and the outlook for Christmas was anything but joyous. The CDC reports that as of this week, more than 237 million Americans have gotten at least one dose of vaccine from Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. Over 60% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated. In sports, Chargers crushed the Giants 37-21. The Saints blew out the Jets 30-9. Knicks hammered by the Bucks 112-97. The Nets beat the Pistons 116-104. On the ice, the Rangers were shut out by the Predators 1-0. And in college hoops, as you heard right here on The Answer last night, Seton Hall over Rutgers 77-63. This has been the Invite Health News and Sports Report. Try their Blue Granite TX liquid beverage and answer today. Call 800-694-2345 to get the nutrients your body needs in a fun, delicious way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Looks like 287 northbound closed up past exit 66 in Mahwah. It's an accident with injuries involved in that one. Southbound 287 exit 47 in Montville, an accident as well. Inbound George, Lincoln, and the Holland all about 10 to 15. Traffic is still slowing down on the Cross Bronx westbound, getting into the outbound George Washington Bridge with construction. Bruckner eastbound at the Hunts Point drawbridge, an accident there as well. Expect delays this morning on the LIE westbound into Maurice Avenue. It's a disabled van in the way, and we're still seeing delays this morning over on the Meadowbrook northbound by Hempstead Turnpike with an accident just cleared out of the way. 84 westbound slowing down by the Taconic. They're doing some ongoing repairs after an earlier accident in that area. Partly cloudy today, high of 52. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. If you're worried about your seasonal hiring needs, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the smart hiring platform that delivers four times more hires than all other sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Post a job and hire ASAP. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella is over there. We love our folks over at Route 22 Toyota. No dummies. They care about you, and now they're paying over book value for your vehicle. Over book value because of this landscape in the automotive industry. It's wild. Your current vehicle has never been worth more. Doesn't matter if you purchase or lease a new vehicle from Route 22 Toyota. They are offering you over book value for any make or model. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand, and our friends at Route 22 Toyota are making it worth your while. 973-705-8905. Get a risk-free appraisal to see how much your vehicle is worth today. 973-705-8905. You speak with someone on Alex's team. Get more for your vehicle than ever before. Route 22 Toyota is right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at Route22Toyota.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I think this stuff works. I don't seem to have the highs and the lows. You know how sometimes you get real slow and low during the day? And I'm a type A guy, so I go a lot. And I'm more alert, and it seems like I don't seem to feel famished. And it's not very expensive. And the idea of having that freeze-dried or that nutrient in that capsule, and who's going to eat all those vegetables? You know, most of us don't eat right anyway. So whatever the science behind this, I think Balance of Nature is a great idea. And I'm going to probably stay with it until I drop.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Joe.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Empire State Bank. It's a community-oriented bank. You know that. We've been there. You've seen it. We broadcast there a couple of weeks ago. Just had a great time on Staten Island. They truly take your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. I've seen this firsthand because when small businesses succeed, our communities succeed. And now a word from our dear friend, Empire State Bank CEO, Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. As we approach the end of this year, I'm very thankful for all our directors, employees, our customers, and the community organizations we're able to serve. From all of us at Empire State Bank, have a wonderful holiday season and healthy new year.
You have many banking choices, thank you, Phil, but none that deliver the personal touch that you'll experience at Empire State Bank. Locations are on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Queens. Empire State Bank, you can visit esbna.com, esbna.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
You know, we've been doing the radio show for a while now, and I'm always incredibly humbled when certain people come on, and it is a privilege, and it is with great humility and great respect and great appreciation we bring to the airwaves a true American treasure, internationally renowned, but from the great state of New Jersey, I may say, Alan Alda, kind enough to join us again. Mr. Alda, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Joe. What an introduction! I thought you were bringing on the Dalai Lama for a minute.
I love you, man. I got to tell you, and I want to call you Mr. Alda. Your acting prowess, your patience on film, on stage, and I know we're going to talk about your podcast. But can I start here? Leonia, New Jersey. You know, those of us who choose to remain in New Jersey, we love that you were brought up here. Could you tell us about that just for a moment, Alan?
Well, I wasn't brought up in Leonia, and by the way, yeah, Alan, call me Alan. Okay. Well, I wasn't brought up in Leonia, but we chose it because it was a lovely small town,
right
over the bridge from Manhattan.
Right.
When I was doing a play in Manhattan, I could get home between the matinee and the evening show for dinner.
Wow.
That's when traffic was a little better. Now it takes a week to get across the bridge.
You would come home between shows? You would go back and forth like
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah. God bless yeah. you. It was wonderful.
Yeah, and now,
do you know that town? It's a lovely little town.
Yeah, we do, and it's I believe Bergen County, and you know, and it's so connection. Like you know, we put up the Frank Sinatra statue in Hoboken. How great is that, Alan? We put the Frank Sinatra.
I didn't know that. That's great.
And we're working on the Alan Alda statue in Leonia. That's our next project, by the way. We can do that. You know, Alan Alda, six-time Emmy Award-winning actor, a loved, treasured actor and entertainer in America, director, host of Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. We want everyone to check that out. And you have episodes now, Alan, of your podcast coming up with Mel Brooks and his son, who wrote World War Z, author Max Brooks. What was that like? You have two Brooks. That must have been wild.
Two books, but each having his own conversation because their interests range so widely.
Yeah.
Max Brooks wrote books about zombies, and as a result of that, got asked to be a fellow at the Modern War Institute at West Point. But not because they think we're going to be attacked by zombies, but because they want to be prepared for an unexpected kind of attack. And so they get ideas from writers and people who have been thinking out of the box. Mel gets his own show starting tomorrow. And he's just amazing. He's 95 years old now. And I saw him a couple of years ago on Broadway keeping an audience enthralled for an hour and a half all by himself. Yeah. He's just amazing.
He to this day, he's amazing like that. And yourself, you know, you've done so much, and people always ask you that, of what you enjoy doing most. And I know you're directing as well. Is it easier? I know this is a kind of a rhetorical question because I think, I don't know, it's probably the toughest thing to do as a director, but do you find it more enjoyable? Let me put it that way, Alan. Directing.
Directing? No, about 15 years ago, I decided that even though some people were asking me to direct movies, I didn't want to do it anymore.
Wow.
Everybody wants to be a director.
Yeah, yeah.
There's an old joke of Mother Teresa. They say, what do you want to do? She says, well, what I really want to be is a director.
That's a great joke. It's too much, right? There's too many things.
Yeah. 200 people on the set line up to ask you questions all day long. You want that house to be blue or green?
Yeah.
Just a house. Leave it the way it is.
Yeah, they are. But you're acting on camera, if I may, Alan. I know we don't. I got to let you go because I know you're talking to other folks. And we respect your talent, time so much and appreciate you being here. But your patience on camera, learning the words, is there a process that you use, Alan, as the brilliant actor that you are? And then you're such a humble guy. I know you don't like to hear that, but you really are. You are so loved. You are so brilliant. Your patience, your delivery is flawless. Whether you're doing Ray Donovan, whether you're doing MASH, whether you're doing one of your films, is there a process or a method that you learned early on that makes it seem so effortless?
It's funny. I do have a way to do it that I didn't really glom onto until iPhones came out. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I record the scene on my iPhone and I play all the parts. But so I can remember who's talking, I use a cartoon voice for each of the other characters.
So it goes like this.
The girl says, "I love you." And the villain says, "Don't talk like that." "But I do. I love him. Don't shoot me." And so I play the scene back, and I stop it. I stop the recording when it's my turn to talk, and then I say my line, and then I turn it back on again, and I either get confirmed or corrected in what the line is. But what it does is it doesn't just teach me the scene. It teaches me what the scene is about. It's a little bit like rehearsing with real people, so that what my character is after in the scene is important. As it's actually more important than the actual lines, but I learned both at the same time.
You know, this is sensational because it's true. That's the way you can learn the whole scene by going back and forth. Alan Alda, by the way, it's Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. You got to tune into the great podcast. You have Max Brooks and Mel Brooks. And growing up, again, Alan, if I may, with Robert Alda, who is in his, your father in his own right, a great actor. Some folks that are the children of talented folks get intimidated. You just put that aside and just forged ahead and made a brilliant career on your own, sir.
I have an unwarranted set of confidence.
Really?
Yeah. I was confident that everything would turn out okay, even when I had no evidence to go on.
But you just had an innate confidence to say, "I'm going to do this. I got this down."
Yeah, I didn't always have it down, but I thought I did. So I guess that counts for something in the real world. I don't know.
I know. And Alan, correct me if I'm wrong. Your father's real name is Alfonso Giuseppe Giovanni Roberto d'Abruzzo. I'm loving that every minute of that. That is an Italian name.
I think he made some of those names up. I think he's. I know he was Alfonso d'Abruzzo because so am I. I was named after him, and that's still my name.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he knew that the stereotype was that Italians had a lot of first names.
Yeah, so
he adopted those names for a press release. I think.
Alan Alda, it's Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. Alan, with great respect and great appreciation, you're taking the time with us. We are in awe of you and your great talent and the demeanor that you have as a great human being, my friend. We are just the humility that you exhibit. You make us you make us smile, Alan. You make us proud to be an Italian, and we just love you on the show, sir. So please come back anytime, and Merry Christmas, you know?
Same to you, Joe. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Alan Alda right there. Right there. Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. Effortless in life. Effortless on screen. Effortless on stage. And we invite you to tune in the podcast with Alan Alda. Kind enough to join us because he is one of the true greats. I like anybody who's got any humility like this man has, right? Any man. And to have the talent. And when I know, because being in the business, I know we got a break in a second, but in a business where you learn your lines, you get your lines, and then the delivery is one thing, and Alan's got that that effortless delivery that is just so flawless on camera, film or television. And what's the film, Joe Sibilia, the film that Alan did? Four Seasons. Was that the name of the film that
he did? Four Seasons.
He directed. Great movie. Great movie. And he directed that as well, correct? I believe he directed
that.
Yeah,
he directed
as well.
That, yes.
Just unbelievable. Alan Alda right there. Clear and vivid with Alan Alda. And now, clear and kind of congested with Debbie Duhaime.
Yes.
Out there on the roads. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Debbie, the traffic has been so bad.
Yes.
I've been coming in and out of the city. And
right.
With Christmas time, it's nice because people are going and they're watching and they're seeing and they're going to New York. But, hey, it's crazy out there, Deb. How we doing?
Oh, it is crazy out there. So nice to hear Alan, by the way. That was awesome. Joe, let's see what's happening at 287. Boy, this has been a problem for at least an hour or so. 287 northbound completely closed, getting up toward exit 66 in Mahwah. It's an accident. Injuries involved, emergency activity at the scene. So you're stuck here if you're in traffic because there's really nowhere to exit over here. It's 287 northbound in Mahwah completely closed. Let's go to 78. 78 express lanes eastbound exit 56 in Newark. An accident there. One lane is blocked. Traffic building quickly through that spot. We're still seeing delays this morning as you head to the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Watch for slowdowns over on the LIE westbound at Maurice Avenue with a disabled van and the northbound Van Wyck bumper to bumper up toward Hillside Avenue. Bruckner eastbound at the Hunts Point Drawbridge just cleaning up a crash. And problems on the southern state westbound getting out past the Wantagh. Looks like an accident as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Folks, there's one man that every mover and shaker goes to for advice on running your government and their businesses. And we have him right here for you. We're proud to bring you the Catman, John Catsimatidis, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Catch him if you can on AM 970, The Answer.
You have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to our listeners. That's you. You know that MyPillow doesn't have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. You can now get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code JOEP. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. Or king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code Joe P. Mike has also lowered the price on his 3-inch mattress topper to 50% off with the promo code 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Promo code Joe P. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code Joe P.
This is Sebastian Gorka, and I want to invite you to join me for a powerful travel opportunity that will likely become the highlight of your year. I'm headed to Israel in November 2022 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Together, we'll uncover key geopolitical insights as we unpack Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll return home empowered by the experience. If you ever dreamt of visiting Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. For more information, call 855-565-5519 or book online at StandWithIsraelTour.com. 855-565-5519 or StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Some clouds to start the day, then becoming mostly sunny, breezy and mild, the high 54. Clear and breezy tonight, though 42 in Midtown, but 30 to 35 in the colder suburbs of northwest New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, still rather breezy at times and mild, high 52. For Wednesday, some sun followed by clouds, high 52. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. I had such a good time when I went out to L.A. and we shot the Relief Factor ads, which I hope you like, but because it's me and Larry Elder. We both take Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, and we're telling you how it can help you. And everybody's so nice at Relief Factor. I want you to call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, all right? And think about the three-week quick start to see if we can get you out of pain. It's only $19.95. And we had a whole shootout there, you know, at that Frank Sinatra house. It looked like the Frank Sinatra house. It was so cool, you know. And Larry and I, we had some fun, but we spoke from our heart telling you how we think we can get you out of pain. I want you to live your life, you know. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor. About 70% have gone on to order more. So if you go to the three-week quick start, it's only $19.95. We invite you to go to relieffactor.com, or you can call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this great offer that we have, this $19.95 offer for the three-week quick start. Feel the difference. It's relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
That's what I'm talking about. SRV on the radio with Joe Biscopo and Alan, Joey, and Debbie.
Once was a sweet thing, baby. Held out a loving arm. Now I reach to kiss your lips. But touch don't mean a thing. And that's a ghost at me.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. Miss him every day. And you know what? He's bigger and better than ever. I mean, people love him, and they've discovered my son, you know, not even born when Stevie was around, and just idolizes Stevie Ray Vaughan. And when we do our show on Friday, Michael will be up there, you know, playing Stevie Ray. Just a great music when you feel that blues roots, you know. Hey, it's St. Lucie's feast day today. Santa Lucia. So, you know, because someone said to me, Joe, remember me? I prayed for your eyes. This is what I get. I said, beautiful.
Oh, hey, you. I can see you.
A beautiful gal came up to me. Joey, remember me? I prayed for your eyes. I said, how'd you pray for my eyes? St. Lucie. I prayed for the eyes. So lo and behold, I go to St. Anne's with my buddy Father Michael, right. And is there? And I see, what is that statue of Santa Lucia? I see St. Lucie there.
Would have said, well, who's that? I can't see. Got to pray again. Hello?
Who's that?
I would have done that in a second. I can't see you. I'm sorry.
Didn't pray enough.
I can't see. Why? I got my eyes closed. Curly.
Comedic genius.
Oh, actually, I saw a T-shirt over the weekend. It said, make nyuk-nyuk, like, you know, again. Like, you know, like the Trump 2020 again? It was a Three Stooges thing. It was hysterical.
Way underrated. Comic genius, Curly Howard. Absolutely, without a question. Whoop, 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 whoop. I can't get the time. Joe, you'll figure this out.
Yeah.
Chaplin and Curly. I know I said that in the same sentence. I did. But I said, I see a lot of Curly in Chaplin, or do I see Chaplin and Curly? I don't know who influenced.
Oh, you probably see Chaplin and Curly, because Chaplin was more like the 1910s, that kind of thing.
Okay,
came into the 30s.
All right. Well, good influence nonetheless, you know. And of course, Jerry Lewis, my favorite, you know, the chaplain of our time. Hey, it's coming up at 10 o'clock. Joey on the radio, and we love having you with us. Thank you so much. Joe Similia, great show.
Thank you.
We're rolling into Christmas, baby. Here we go. Big Al. We're going to talk pot pies.
Yeah, yeah.
Pot pies with Al tomorrow. Mm, oh, you got to hear about that one. Oh, yeah. And Debbie will be with us as well. You know, it's just a pleasure and a privilege to have you listening. And we love having you part of the radio family. And thank you for coming over to me and saying hi. You know, we're doing the best that we can on the radio show to let you know that we appreciate what you do. And to let you know how great you are to this great country, the United States of America. God bless you. Go out and make it the best day ever, because you deserve it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.